comforting and supportive environment. That's the aim of the new Solace Cafe in Sligo. It's a free, non-clinical, out-of-hours mental health service. Anna Conley, operations manager at Solace Cafe, has been outlining what they have to offer.
Often what happens with people who are going through difficult times is they might require support in the late hours in the evening, and not always can they get that support. So that's one of the beauties about what we have to offer here. In terms of who are we for, we're for people that are aged over 18. And for anybody, it doesn't matter where you're from or, you know, where you're based. We do take people in from outside of Sligo area as well. So we might see people coming in from County Leitrim, County Donegal, and we welcome people from different counties within the west and northwest of Ireland. From our point of view, we're really trying to promote and encourage and empower people to pick up that telephone and, you know, make an appointment for yourself and your own mental health well-being. And that does sound like it's a very daunting task. So for some people, if you're not sure about the space or what it looks like, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram. We've some pictures there. And also, I work here Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So you're always welcome to pop into Sligo Social Services if you're thinking of coming in and you're just a bit nervous about it. I'll show you around the space before you make that appointment, and it might put you at ease as well. I suppose, what kind of supports do we offer people? There's a few different categories. So you come into a nice, warm, welcoming space. You're met with volunteers. We have volunteers, we have peer connectors, and we always have a senior staff on duty. Initially, you have your appointment booked, pre-booked. So maybe you want to meet with somebody for one-to-one support. What we can offer there is a listening ear, and we can signpost you to other wonderful services that are here in Sligo that surprisingly a lot of people are unaware of. And then we also have supports within a community space here. So there's a little hangout area, and you can play games, you can talk to people, you can chat with the volunteers, and it's all very casual and welcoming and comforting. And then we have a nice quiet space that if you don't want to talk to anybody, but you just want to come in and have a quiet moment, a cup of tea, gather your thoughts, take a breath, we offer that space as well. What we want to see is people coming in. It's for the mother at home that's just had the newborn baby and is struggling with her perimental health and is just needs somebody to talk to. It's for, you know, the lone farmer out in the country that nobody gets to visit. We're here if they need to come in and talk and vent for their mental health. We're here for the mother at home or the father at home or whoever it be that is minding the teenager who is maybe going through difficulties, or the carer that's at home that's getting burnt out looking after a family member. We really are here for everybody.
Maeve Nolan is a peer connector at Solace and draws from her own experience to help others.
One of our biggest roles would be just a lot of the time a listening ear. The other role that we would have is signposting. When I was supporting people in my own personal life of mental health, one thing that really stuck out with me was the amount of supports that are out there that people do not know about. For myself, you know, when I was supporting loved ones through mental health crises, you know, I could not get over Pieta House, for example, and the services that are available to people there. And I don't really feel people understand the depth of those services. CAMHS is another one that I have dealt with, again, from my own personal experience. Fantastic people up there. I never have even heard of those people before I, unfortunately, had to use them. But I was so amazed at the work that they provided to people. So that is one of our major roles as a peer connector, is to give that signposting to people that, you know, they may not be aware is available to them. And the other one, one of the biggest roles as well for me, is that just to sit down, listen to somebody. A lot of people just need someone to talk to. Loneliness has become an epidemic in our country, unfortunately. And a lot of people are sitting at home, not knowing where to go, not knowing where's the avenue I need to go down. So that's what the Solace Cafe is for.
I'd say your role, Maeve, is tough, but very much rewarding.
Absolutely. As we said, we're only a couple of weeks in, and already my job is so, so rewarding. To think that my mental health experience, you know, supporting a loved one is helping somebody else. You know, I can drive home in the evenings and think I really helped that person. And there's not a lot of people in their jobs that get to do that. So I'm very lucky and very privileged to be in that position.
And did you wish back then, when you were going through your own experience, that there was something like the Solace Cafe available?
Absolutely. When I was going through the experience in my own life, one of the biggest problems I had was, where do I go? I could see the problem. You know, I was very aware of why the problem was there, but I felt very alone. I felt very, where do I go? What do I do? How do I help this person? And if I had the somewhere like the Solace Cafe at the time, I would have been able to go there, you know, because not only do we support people with mental health difficulties, we also support people that are supporting people with mental health. And I think that's very, you know, we need to get that across here today as well, that anybody, whether you're supporting somebody with mental health or you're having, you know, mental health difficulties yourself, come into us, because that is one of the major challenges for somebody supporting somebody is, what do I do?
This is our third week of opening and we're really trying to promote the service. We're going into different organisations and doing talks. We've seen several people come in the first week and steadily the numbers are increasing week to week. So I suppose the biggest thing for us is to really evidence the need here, and we are very much badly needed. And I suppose the whole idea that is, you know, the ethos of it is really to just get people in time before they really hit the rock bottom where they do not see that hope. And we are here, as the Solace Cafe says in its name, to provide that hope, comfort and support to people in our community and outside of Sligo area as well, if the need arises, you know, to try and reduce the need to turn up to A&E and turn up to the hospital. Because yes, some people do need to be there, but often people just need that listening ear, and that's what we're here for.
Catherine Gaffney, Ocean FM News.